This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I'll be honest, I'm pretty excited about the Madden Cruiser special. The Madden Cruiser, a bayou adventure with Bill Belichick. I don't know when Belichick shuts down and becomes the same coach he was in New England. When we start to hear less of him, when his media obligations are fulfilled, I can't imagine he continues to do as much radio and TV once he's actually coaching at North Carolina. Though, gosh, you see him show up in his suit and Carolina blue tie. So you can tell he's been recruiting or he's been in meetings even when he shows up to do media stuff. But this is pretty cool. Aside of Bill Belichick, that even through this media tour in the last year, we haven't seen. I love the trailer. I'll share it on social when I have an opportunity here. The Madden Cruiser, a bayou adventure with Bill Belichick. And it is co-produced by Michael Strahan, Constance Schwartz-Marini, and Fred Anthony Smith. And the latter two are in New Orleans talking about the process of putting together this cool special. They're part of Smack Entertainment, not only an agency, but a producer, or, well, production agency. And so they got media projects. They work with the NFL on different occasions, and they had the chance to put together this documentary. And it was really neat to be able to catch up with them on Radio Row. They're on Radio Row. I was at the After Hours Super Secret home base and asked them about Belichick and the Madden Cruiser and what people can expect with this documentary. We'll get back to your calls, 855-212-4227. Again, online at A-Law Radio and our Facebook page. Constance and Anthony, what do you want fans to know about the show coming up on Sunday?
One of the big things and one of the key takeaways that I hope people take away from this is the fact that the history of Louisiana and the history of football in many ways is intertwined. And Bill Belichick's love affair with the city of New Orleans is something that goes back years. It goes back even further than we originally knew when we first started filming, all the way back to when he was in college and first fell in love with the city. So really hearing from him and seeing how he interacted not only with the city, but with the people of the city was really special. You know, he won his very first Super Bowl here. It's something that means a lot to him and that he shares throughout the doc. So really, we really want people to take away from this that football and Louisiana are intertwined, that there's a love affair between both. People are going to have a good time watching this and just learning a little bit about football and Louisiana and the culture of Louisiana and why it means so much to the history of the Super Bowl.
Like Anthony said, it's been so much fun seeing and hearing a lot of the untold stories, but the coolest thing for me is seeing John Madden's bus still in its original form with a telephone, with the VCR, with the same brown rug. Like, we're so, so thankful to the Madden family, Mike Madden and Sandy Montag, for, you know, allowing us this gift for Bill to take us on a journey through such a special place in sports, especially Super Bowls. It was just remarkable. It's like time stands still.
How would you describe the inside of the iconic Madden Cruiser?
I would describe it as taking a trip back into time. It's like you're going back in time. When you get in there, it is pretty much the same as it was when Coach Madden was riding around with it all these many years ago. The landline telephone, it's the VHS player, all of that. So it's really going back into time. It's cool to see it still chugging along. It's cool to see the way people react to it as it's pulling up, whether it's pulling up to a flag football game, which was part of the show, where the kids are running around and circling around and just excited to see the bus pulling up. But as it was making its way through the city, seeing the reaction of the people of New Orleans as it was making its way through the city was really cool also.
What about Bill Belichick? Maybe the curtain has been pulled back a little bit on this guy that for so many years as the coach of the Patriots, the Super Bowl winner, he was a mystery. But after a year of media, we're getting to see a different side of him that's fairly personable. What was it like to work with him?
The stories. I mean, the stories, the surprises, it was, you just couldn't believe it. And there's a great scene where Strahan jumps on the bus and he and Coach are cruising through town and just one story after another. And when Coach goes to the Voodoo Museum, and I don't want to give too many secrets away, but he tells a story that, I mean, I didn't know, and I've been around this game for over 30 years. Like, that's the fun part. It's discovery.
Constance Schwartz-Marini and Anthony Smith are co-producers, along with Michael Strahan, of a new special coming out on Super Bowl Sunday, The Madden Cruiser, a Bayou Adventure with Bill Belichick, and it's Sunday at noon Eastern Time on Fox. In addition to the football, so many people talk about the food in New Orleans. What's been your experience with the cuisine, the fare there in the Crescent City?
Look, I love the food here. I don't want to be here too long. I got to make sure I stay in fighting weight. But I will say this. Coach Belichick, one of the things that they do in the show is visit the restaurant where the turducken was created. So seeing him and Archie Manning learn about the history of the turducken was pretty cool. And obviously John Madden loved the turducken, and it became a staple over the course of Thanksgiving football, all those years that Madden was covering football. But the food here is amazing. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Beignets, the seafood, all of the Cajun food. I don't want to stay here too long because I will definitely put on too many pounds.
How did this come together?
It was really a fun project coming together because we partnered, obviously, with Fox Sports, but then we reached out to NFL Films, and they were the ones that told us that Mike Madden wanted to work with Coach. And then we also ended up working with Everwonder and BZ Entertainment. So it's truly like a force of three groups coming together, the best in business, and bringing great partners on board. Like, you know, Toyota's our presenting sponsor, and Booking.com has a really fun segment where a fan is going to get to ride the bus, which is pretty cool because not the public doesn't get to do that. So the magic of TV, it'll look like we've been here for a month, but I don't want to give our secrets away. And then listen, our finale is Strahan, it's Tom Brady and Aaron Andrews. So we really, I'd like to say lucky, but, you know, obviously everybody's got to do good work. But to just have Ed Reed and Tyron Matthew and Ty Law, like Archie Manning, I mean, the list goes on and on. Roxy Diaz, like, we really made sure, you know, Roxy's from New Orleans as well. So we just wanted to pay tribute to this amazing, amazing city that always is resilient and comes back and knows how to host a good time.
I don't have to tell you guys the logistics of trying to bring people together at one time, especially the types of people that you've mentioned, Hall of Famers, lots of busy schedules. What were the logistics like of getting everybody together in one place to be able to put this on video?
Military precision.
It wasn't easy. But look, it was easy. Everybody would do it. But it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It was definitely worth it to hear the voices, hear the stories of the people that are a part of this, whether it's Tyron Matthew, whether it's Ed Reed, who's from from the area, whether it was Ty Law, Archie Manning, and as Constance mentioned, Tom Brady, Aaron Andrews, and Michael Strahan. The stories that they told were really, truly amazing. And they left you laughing, but also some of them were heartfelt as well. Hearing a story that Tom Brady tells about the morning after with Coach Belichick, it left us laughing, but it was also very, very heartfelt as well. What people will take away from this, Louisiana is being celebrated. Louisiana is a great state. New Orleans is a great city to host a Super Bowl. And it's a love affair. It's a love letter to football, but it's also a love letter to the city of New Orleans and people of New Orleans and the fact that the Super Bowl is finally back here in New Orleans after so many years.
The state's history and culture, food, entertainment, that rich football tradition. The last time it was there, I remember watching a blackout with the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
That's been a topic of conversation for sure.
Nice. Well, also, though, history going back 20 years now to Hurricane Katrina, a storm that forever altered the city of New Orleans and its people. What did you learn looking back at that event?
First of all, when we first started talking about putting this show together, one of the things that we absolutely knew we had to do was find a way to honor the legacy of that tragedy, especially with the 20-year anniversary coming up actually this year. We knew that was going to be important. And celebrating the resiliency of the people of New Orleans, celebrating the fact that the Saints meant so much to the rebuild of the city, that was something that we knew we wanted to do. Roxy Diaz, who's a New Orleans native, was amazing just taking Michael and Coach Belichick and Kurt Menefee through that tragedy and through those harrowing days, but also sharing the story of resiliency and the fact that so many people in New Orleans were so thrilled when the Superdome was finally reopened, that iconic Steve Gleason play that was made in that game against the Falcons on Monday Night Football. She walks them through that and the fact that, you know, 20 years later, the city's stronger. The city has completely rebuilt itself. The Superdome has undergone renovations, and the city and the people are stronger. And that's something that we wanted to celebrate and honor through the telling of the story of Katrina, but also through the telling of this particular documentary and the fact that the people of New Orleans are so resilient. And it's such a great history of football and the city as well.
Right. Really can't tell the story of the NFL or of New Orleans without reflecting back on the impacts of Hurricane Katrina. Man, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years. We're spending a few minutes with Constance Schwartz-Marini and Fred Anthony Smith of Smack Entertainment, executive producers for this big special on Fox on Super Bowl Sunday, the Madden Cruiser, a Bayou Adventure with Bill Belichick and friends. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now that you've seen it, how excited are you to share it with people?
We are thrilled. It's going to be amazing. People are going to love it. It's seeing some of the game's all-time greats telling stories about their time in the city playing the game, but as we've mentioned, celebrating the people and the tradition of New Orleans.
Michael Strahan, obviously part of this as well, and he has taken a legendary NFL career and turned it into so much more. How neat is it to have him as part of this project as well?
It's extremely special because he's normally behind the scenes as an executive producer alongside Anthony and I. So the fact we were able to get him on camera is amazing. And the ending of the show is three of the best in class with Tom Brady, Michael, and Aaron closing us out and taking us into the official pregame show for Fox Sports.
Oh, that's awesome. I think that, too, when it comes to the NFL, even going back 20 years or looking back at some of the other New Orleans Super Bowls, the league continues to grow in terms of its popularity. I say that it's the league every other sports league wants to be when it grows up. What was your impression, or really the impact of seeing kind of the power and the draw of the NFL? I know you all work closely with NFL Films and you rep players and coaches who are in the league, but in terms of its growth,
we both worked for the NFL. I started as an assistant in 1991. I'm dating myself right now. And it was the best education I could have ever received. There's no MBA that would have taught me what I learned, not to mention the relationships that I still have. And that's how we were lucky enough to meet Anthony, was he was working for NFL Media we recruited him. We traded up in the draft, and he came over to SMAC to run, you know, creative development and production for us. So there's no better organization to work with or for.
People love the NFL. People love the NFL, and every city, I've lost count of the number of Super Bowls I've come to, but every city that I come to, when there's a Super Bowl, everything shuts down and people rally around the NFL and rally around the Super Bowl, unlike any other event. And to just see the joy that it brings to people's faces is one of the reasons why we tell the stories that we tell, because people have such great memories of games, of players, of being around the game with their families, with their friends. So being able to tell these stories, we tell the stories because it brings people joy, and people love seeing these stories and hearing these stories.
It's not just a game, obviously. It's an event, and it's an event for the United States, and it's an event for the globe. So how proud are you of the opportunity to have this centerpiece that kicks off the coverage on Fox on Sunday?
Look, we never take it for granted. Every story that we tell, whether it's this, whether it's Coach Prime, whether it's the evolution of the black quarterback, these are all stories that mean a lot to a lot of people. So we don't take for granted the fact that we have the ability and we have the honor to tell these stories, and the fact that we're able to do this on Super Bowl Sunday right before kickoff, and there's a responsibility that comes with that to tell a story that brings people together, that people will enjoy and maybe learn a little bit along the way. So we're excited. We're excited for people to watch this.
It's a one-hour special. Eight-time Super Bowl champ Bill Belichick, as he's in the legendary Madden Cruiser, a show that features a journey through the state of Louisiana and the New Orleans history and culture and food. Yes, the entertainment and the rich football tradition. You can see it on Super Bowl Sunday on Fox at 12 o'clock Eastern. Anything else that you want people to know before they see it?
You nailed it. Thank you so much for having us, and we hope you...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
We love it as much as we loved making it.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.